inspire yourself to inspire others.
Okay, we are back on the air. For many of you, you have been waiting probably about 6 months. But for probably most of the world, you haven't been waiting because you don't really know what we're doing. This is Josh Brody. Welcome back to another season of Jewish Pride Radio. It's been hard. I can be honest with you. It's been really hard not doing the show. And I didn't really know if anyone was listening. Lo and behold, you go back to our host here in the studio, and they're able to track all the shows. They're able to tell us exactly where people are tuning in from. And, you know, you wake up one day and you think that after almost 300 shows you've been doing, and maybe people are tuning in, maybe not. You know, maybe people don't really care about Jewish pride. Maybe people only want to hear about the bad things going on in the world, or the negative things taking place about the Jewish people in the world. And you know what? There's so many great things taking place. And I guess people really want to hear the good things. The world is changing pretty quickly. If you would have tuned in 6 months ago and I would have suggested that some of the things that are happening today would be happening, you'd say you're nuts. There's no way. We're not getting into politics right now. You know, but let's just say some of the candidates that are running today, if I would have told you they would be leading the polls, you would be laughing at me and saying there's no way. But that's just the point, is that you can see how quickly the world is changing, how quickly things are changing. And why a show like this is so important. When I can go on the Blog Talk Radio platform and take a look and see that some of the shows have had more than 15,000 people listening, tuning in, you say to yourself, what the hell have I been doing? How come I haven't been making more shows? It's great, and I'm so happy that the fan base is growing out there. And I'll be honest, tomorrow we've got a great show. I don't even want to tell you who's going to be on tomorrow, because this is really the first test. We've updated the website. We've updated everything, and there's many different ways you can access us right now. But I don't want to tell you, because in case today's show, the show that's on the air right now, is not really streaming, or the sound is not great, or we got to adjust something, so then I've got to tell the special guest who is going to be calling in all the way from Israel for a very, very special interview. He's not going to be doing that then. So let's just wait and see. We've got a few minutes left on this broadcast. Most of our broadcasts are going to be about 30 minutes. That's what we set up for. Sometimes they go a little bit over just because there's a lot to do. And today I just wanted to really take a moment to, first of all, say thank you. Thank you to all the great listeners out there. Thank you to all the fans. Thank you to God. Thank you to anyone that has been part of my own life, just making it happen. This was a big year. We turned 41. Turned 41 this year, I guess it was a week ago, December 25th. And then a week later, just a few days ago, we have a new year, 2016. And when trying to figure out what to call the show and what to really talk about on the first show back after so many months of being on a hiatus, figured why not talk about 2016. And then I know there's going to be some people out there, 2016, well, it's a Jewish show, what are you talking about? It's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not the new year. Listen, okay, for all the maniacs, settle down right now, relax. Right now, you should realize that Jewish life, we have unbelievable Jewish traditions, and I think one of the most exciting, or for me, the most personal, is every single morning just getting a chance to wake up in the morning, saying a tefillah, saying a prayer like Mode Ani, which is really an opportunity to say, not only is Rosh Hashanah the new year, but really every single day is an opportunity to begin a new year. So if we want to call January 1st, 2016 a new year, great. You can call January 2nd a new year too, although it's not really a new year. I mean, January 1st is the new secular year. But if it gives you reason to start something fresh, and it gives you a reason to start something new, and to commit to changing, to get a little bit better, get a little bit stronger, then why not? January 1st, February 1st, I don't care. And I'll be honest with something else that happened. You know, every single week I've been saying to myself, and this has been going on for months now, I got to get back to the show. I loved doing the show. I'm doing it right now. I don't know who's listening, who's not listening, but I know that I'm so happy to be back. And I guess when it comes to the reason why we started right now is because we've been getting requests for interviews, and I've been pushing them off. And once I just said to our special guest that's going to be joining us tomorrow, I said, yeah, sure, we're back on the air. We'll be doing your show on Wednesday. I tried to get going on Monday. We couldn't get it ready. We couldn't get the intro going. We got a new intro. Couldn't get the art up on the website, but finally everything is working. I can't tell you what happened here in the back here of Studio 18 in order to get everything set up, but it looks like we're live. It looks like we're running. It says we're on the air. And as I said before, it's great. It's great to be back. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a special opportunity. For those of you not listening live, it actually is night. Normally we normally we go on in the morning. Right now it's about 10:35 Eastern time. But it's a great opportunity to take a look at some of the things that just have happened in the last few months, as well as take a look at what's coming up in the next few months, and sort of frame a little bit about where the show is going to be going. Because I hope this is going in a place or to a place where no other shows are going. And, you know, I listen to a lot of radio. I listen to a lot of, podcasts and seeing what's out there and listening to a whole lot of different things. And there's some great stuff out there. But I really believe that no one is doing anything like we're doing right here on Jewish Pride Radio. When it comes to spreading the news about great things taking place in the world, we're doing it. We're taking stories, we're looking at the great things taking place in the news, which no one's covering. And every now and again, you hear a story about something amazing, and it gets passed around Facebook, but those are the types of things which should be happening every single day. And that's why we're here every single day, at least 5 or 6 days a week. We'll be doing a weekend review on Fridays. We'll be taking a look at some of the great highlights of the positive Jewish news that's taking place over the course of the week. We're going to find people to interview, and I want to highlight the great things that people are doing all over the world. So if you know someone or you're interested in being a featured guest on Jewish Pride Radio, please send me an email. You can always email me at joshbrode@yahoo.com. Remember, it's B-R-O-I-D-E. You want to get in touch, you want to call me, you can always reach me on my cell phone at 561-702-3864. It's very easy to get in touch. And again, if you know someone that's really changing the world, if you know someone that's really making a difference out there, I don't care where they live, we can schedule this show at any time, because most of the people, the way radio is turning right now, is that no one's really tuning in at any specific time. Podcasts are available everywhere, and they're available at your convenience, so it doesn't make a difference. Let's make it easy for everybody. Let's make it easy to share the great things taking place. And again, you, the listener, are the big part of the show. If you say, you know what, that's a very good idea, I'm actually surprised no one's doing it. Well, finally, we find Jewish Pride Radio. Make sure you don't keep it a secret. Just share it with a friend. It's easy through the different social networks, social media, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is that you use. Just send it out. Post it. You find a show that you enjoy, or just let other people know about the show in general. So what's been going on? Well, it's been a great summer. We were back at Camp Masora, a fantastic summer camp up in New York. Ari Katz, Joe Stansky, doing a great job. As always, the camp is growing. It's been growing for years now, and a lot of big things are coming from them this year. Although I'm not going to be there, Simone will be back. My amazing wife is going to be back as the camp mom. And some of the kids, right, we got a bunch of kids, are going to be going there. And I'm actually not going to be going there for the summer because a great thing happened this year. And I want to tell you about this because, again, when it comes to just stories, simple stories that are taking place in the Jewish world, this is a classic example of something which I hope more people will find out about. I don't know that this is a public story, but I don't know that it's not a public story. So listen, just hear what's going on here in Boca, and just be impressed, and hopefully you'll see that change is possible. People will always say that when it comes to Judaism, that when it comes to Jews that traditionally don't speak to one another, Jews that have traditionally been separated because they're different in terms of a belief or how they practice, so they, for the most part, are not socializing, are not being put together, are not finding opportunities to come together. Well, here in Boca, things are changing, and they're changing quickly. So I'll give you an example. A few months ago, I get a phone call from a friend of mine, a colleague. He's a conservative rabbi. So he calls me. I'm the Orthodox rabbi. And he says, you know, Josh, there's this great program in Israel, which I think you'd really enjoy. He's been involved in it. He's a leader in the program. And he says it's called the Hartman Institute. It's an opportunity where rabbis from all different denominations, conservative, reform, orthodox, everyone can get together. And it's a great way to make new friends. And that's what I'm looking to do. I'm always looking to make new friends, you know, break down whatever stereotypes there are and just become friends, you know, talk, learn, study. It's great. What could be wrong? Well, I'm sure a lot of people would say there's a lot of things that are wrong, but again, most people have no clue what they're talking about. They're just making statements, and they get nervous, and they like to say things. So he says, why don't you check it out? So I said, I'll be interested, of course. Then I find out that the price tag, let's just say it's a very, very significant price tag, because it's not just for one summer. It's not just an opportunity to spend a month in Israel during the month of July, but it's also... If you get accepted into this fellowship program, you go for 3 years, three summers. So it's this summer, it's next summer, the summer after that. I think there's even a fourth summer. It might not be a full month, but it's some part. And then you go back in the winters for a week at a time. And the price tag was a pretty substantial price tag. They give you some money back so you can purchase a ticket and you can get to Israel and hopefully find a place to stay with the remaining money. But at the end of the day, you got to come up with a lot of cash. And I said, you know, maybe we could find someone to sponsor the program, but, you know, in all likelihood, I don't know how we're going to do it. But, you know, you never give up hope. That's also an important lesson. You know, if you really want something to happen and you really care enough, you can make it happen. So as luck would have it, and... It seems to be like a lesson or a revolving theme in my life, and I believe it's probably a theme in your life as well, that things just seem to happen, and you always wonder why. Well, I think we all can figure out how these things are running, or how these things are happening. But I get a call from the Reform Rabbi in this community, and they said, you know, hey, I heard that you might be interested in going. He said, I would love to go too. So now all of a sudden, just look at the story. You've got the conservative rabbi contacting the Orthodox rabbi about a program in Israel. All of a sudden, the Reform rabbi hears that the Orthodox rabbi might be going and says, you know what, if you're going, you know, I'd be interested in going too. So that's amazing. The only problem, I mean, there's a few problems. First, I got to get my wife to buy into this. Because, you know, but we'll figure that out. And assuming we can get through that, you say to yourself, well, how, if I have... an expensive program, and now you've just doubled the cost of the program, how on earth are we going to be able to go? So this is where the amazing thing happens, is that there's someone in our community, someone who I'm sure would like to remain nameless, I'm not going to say who it is, but comes and says, listen, I hear that both of you are interested in coming or attending this program in Israel. Said, if a Reform rabbi and an Orthodox rabbi can get together, who are genuinely friends, and we're talking about friends now for many, many years, and it's a program that you both really would enjoy and you both could, you know, get even closer. So she says, you know what, I'll pay for the whole thing. Done. Here's a check. 3 years, you're in. And, you know, you say to yourself, you say, wow, which part of that is the miracle? And what's amazing is that at each and every step, you could say that would never be possible. But we made it happen. And what's going to happen, I can tell you right now, besides the great opportunity to spend in Israel, and besides the great opportunity to spend time learning, you know, there's going to be an incredible amount of what I like to call Ahavas Yisrael, or Ahavat Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference how you pronounce it. It just means a love of Jews, of your fellow Jew, of one another, developing, where so many have said that these types of relationships across the streams will never happen. I'll give you another example. Right before Shabbat, about a little bit more than a week ago, right, it was my birthday, I said on the 25th of December, which this year fell out on a Friday. So right before Shabbat, and it's really nice because, you know, on Facebook, people are sending you nice messages, and it's really nice to find out sometimes you have friends you haven't heard from in a long time, and it's even if it's just a quick happy birthday, it's nice. It actually means a lot, and you try to write back to everyone that spends time writing to you, and it's nice, because back in the old days, I mean, it's very hard to find out where people are, people's phone numbers, especially if you haven't been in touch with someone
for a long time. And then the phone rings right before Shabbat, right before 6 o'clock. I was about to, probably before 5 o'clock, about to go to Boca Raton Synagogue. And I see on my cell phone, it's Rabbi Brockman. And she happens to be, she's the Reform, I guess, associate rabbi over at Bethel. And I was so excited. I pick up the phone. I didn't know what she was calling for. And she was calling to wish me a happy birthday. And I can't even tell you. I mean, again, it's nice. You get a lot of phone calls from different friends from all over. But when you get a call from someone who you say to yourself, ordinarily you wouldn't be getting a phone call like this. You know, your friends, you could say, well, maybe they'll contact you. Maybe they won't contact you. Yeah, good friends will remember. You know, friends that you thought were good friends might forget. Who cares, right? At the end of the day, you're still going to be friends or you won't be friends. But when someone is not, let's say, set up in your own social circle or as society would like them or has defined how our social circles should work, you know, at the end of the day, you get a phone call and you become a friend with someone who you wouldn't ordinarily be friends with, it is so exciting. I can't even tell you. I went into Shabbos and I was like, wow. You won't believe who just called me. You won't believe who just left me a birthday message. It wasn't even a birthday message. She called me. I spoke to her. It was great. That's what's happening. You know, when people look and they say the world is not doing that well right now, you're right. There are some terrible things taking place in the world. We're talking about terrible, right? You look a few months ago what happened in France. Terrible. I was in Israel on a trip with our federation. We spent about a week and a half in Israel. Everything was great. People were concerned. People were scared to go. A few people backed out. We had almost 100 people that attended. It was great. Then the last day we went, the last day we were about to leave Israel, we happened to be in Tel Aviv the last day or two. And in the morning there was a stabbing not far from where we were. And that was the same day where, as we're about to leave our dinner and head out to the airport, we get word that there was an American, Ezra Schwartz, who was murdered by terrorists. It's a tough place out there. It's a tough world out there. Things are not looking that great. But, you know, it's up to us to really make a difference. So you say, well, who is that? I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. What are you going to do this year as we've begun 2016? You know, I know what I'm trying to do. I know I'm not great at it, but I'm trying. You know, unfortunately, you have too many people out there, the naysayers, who say you can't accomplish what you set out to dream to do. It's unfortunate. But at the end of the day, if you believe in it, don't let anyone stop you. Just make it happen. Find your passion. As we always say on Jewish Pride Radio, inspire yourself. Get all, you know, hyped up to inspire others. And even in the last few months, you know, working over at the Federation, we've got a great new name on our new engagement program at the Federation, the Deborah and Larry D. Silver Department, Center for Jewish Engagement. It's amazing. It was the Department for Community Engagement. Now it's the Center for Jewish Engagement. I want to thank Deborah and Larry. It's amazing that this is something which they believe in, which is actually happening. We've got a major event coming up in a month from now. We'll do a whole show on that leading up to it, and then we'll do a live broadcast from the show. We'll probably do a post show as well. And the reason I want to do all of that is to show the world Jewish community some of the great things that we're doing here so that you can duplicate them. So I'll give you an example. We're running another program that we ran 2 years ago called Night of Inspiration. And you say, well, what's the program? So I think you could even go back to the archives and hear information about the first one we did with the rabbis in the community, two rabbis that were Reformed, two Conservative, two Orthodox. And they didn't speak about their personal denomination, where they're coming from. It wasn't about that, but it was about what inspires them. How can they inspire us as communal Jewish leaders? And it was a fantastic night. You know, I remember some people walking out of the event saying they literally saw a miracle. Six rabbis sharing a stage. You know, as we said before, that we've developed these amazing relationships. That's what's happening here. not happening in New York yet. I know, because I go up to New York all the time, and I see people, and they're like, well, we can't talk to you. We can't talk to this person. We can't do that. We can't get together. You wonder why. You wonder why the world is in such a mess. People can't talk to each other. That's why you have a mess. But this time around, we're doing something much, much more, I think, in some ways exciting, or maybe it's a step two. It's a little bit different, but it's certainly something which is so important. We figured we've got so many great Jewish agencies in our community. We have something called JFS. JFS is Jewish Family Services. You can go back and hear. It's actually one of our first interviews we did with Danielle Hartman. She is the CEO of the Jewish Family Services. We have a great program called JARC. It's an association for residential care for people that have disabilities. You have JAFCO, which helps to foster care. You've got the JCC. You've got the Jewish day schools. And you've got what we put together is, I think it right now we're up to 9 different speakers who are each going to speak for about 5 or 6 minutes. So that in and of itself is, you know, you would say it's good, it's exciting. Each of them are the leaders of their particular agency or school or synagogue. But what's amazing is that people don't realize. We happen to be blessed here in Boca because each of these leaders happen to be women. And a lot of people say, well, listen, the Jewish community, it's men's, you know, it's all about the man. It's all about, you know, women take a second seat and they are not in leadership positions. Maybe that was true at some point in history. Maybe that's true in your community. But don't say it's not possible for women to take over. And what's amazing is that in our community, women have really risen, not only, you know, I would say in equal numbers, but in many places, I would say in a majority of places, women are actually running more organizations of our local Jewish agencies than men are. And it's something which should be highlighted, and it's something which we're proud of. And just imagine a night of inspiration. You walk in, not only do you find out about these great Jewish agencies, which most people in our community don't even know about. So you hear about them, you hear about the agency, you hear, you know, from the leader what they are doing to lead the agency, and then you're amazed because, like, everyone that's running them are unbelievable, passionate, and dedicated women. It's going to be a great event. We've got another event towards the end of the year in June, which we'll do. In fact, I think it was the last show that we broadcast. It was a live broadcast of Jewish Unity Day, and we're going to be doing that again. That's going to be in June, and we're looking at a much bigger venue so we can accommodate many more people this year as well. So there's a lot going on. It is a busy year. It's been a great year. Talking about 2016, we've got to start asking ourselves, what's going to be that one thing we are going to do? You know, we always talk about making the world a better place. We always talk about making an impact in our community. So what are you going to do? What's going to be your mark that you're going to leave this year? Something. It doesn't have to be something major. It doesn't have to be something big. But it has to be something. That's what we do here. That's why we have Jewish Pride Radio. So we can look back and say, you know what? With pride, look what we've accomplished. Look what we did. It doesn't have to be just for the Jewish community. Let it be for the community at large. But let them know that you as a Jew are doing it. Let them be proud of you for all of your accomplishments. There are really amazing things taking place. And you're going to see that as we do the wrap-up show on Friday, the week in review. It's so exciting to be back. You know, it's almost like you feel like a part of you is missing when you're not doing what you think you should be doing. I don't know why I feel like this is something I should be doing. I just feel like it. If you feel a little bit empty, if you feel like every day there's something that you don't feel that fulfillment. So what do you think it is? Sit down. Turn the phone off. Maybe put some music on. Sit down outside, unless you're living up in the New York area or wherever else you might be tuning in from, where it's a little cool. Got a little cool in Florida today also. It's like 68. Got to find a sweater. I think we just had our winter, the winter of 2016 for the last 2 days. But sit down somewhere. Find a quiet place. Find a place where you can focus. Write down a list of your strengths. You know what? Make a column. Put on the other side some of your weaknesses. It's okay. trust me, my weaknesses, they way outnumber my strengths. Plenty of weaknesses. And then what you can do after you list them, just cross them out. It's fun. Say goodbye. You know what? Rip the page in half and throw it out. And then just focus on what you feel you're good at. Because the world needs you. You know, someone told me on my birthday, which, again, you're not far away from your birthday either. They said, what is the Lubavitcher Rabbi, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the amazing Lubavitcher Rebbe, what does he say about birthdays? You know, he's got a lot of great advice. And in fact, over the summer, I read his book, and it's a book you should read as well. It's a big book, but it's a book which once you start, you won't be able to put down. You'll see an example of what a Superman who lived in our generation did for his, you know, throughout his life, throughout his days. Very, very special person. So what did he say about birthdays? Did he celebrate birthdays? I don't know. I don't remember reading that in the book. But one thing I know that he did say, he said a birthday is an opportunity for us to reflect and imagine and really make a statement to ourselves that God really needs us. Is that he wouldn't have put us in this world if we didn't have a specific task or something that we need to accomplish. Is we're here for a reason. And he's given each of us a set of tools to accomplish our goals. How are we going to do it? Unfortunately, that's something we each have to figure out. Sometimes studying Torah, studying Judaism, looking into Jewish philosophy, looking into Jewish history, looking and studying where we come from, sometimes helps direct us to where we're about to go on that very, very special personal journey. But this is the time to do it. If you made a New Year's resolution and you've already given up, so to speak, maybe you said, I'm going to go to the gym, and you know, now it's already the 5th of January, and you went one day and you haven't been back. Okay, don't give up. If the gym is your thing, great. Then hit the gym. But maybe that's not what you really need to be doing. Maybe it is. Maybe you could do the gym and something else that's going to really make a difference in the world. Listen, you got to be healthy. Do what you have to do. But ladies and gentlemen, this is our chance. 2016, I believe, is going to be the greatest year ever. I'm so excited. I went on New Year's Eve. I got a chance to go see Billy Joel. It was a great show. We had very, very, let's just say the seats were very distant from the stage. They were all the way at the top. But one thing that really was exciting, at least for me, one of the people that I've learned so much from listening to Howard Stern for all these years, it's funny that he was in the audience, and he gets up on the stage, and he's the one that counts down to the new year. 10 seconds. I don't know how long he was on the stage, a minute or so, but the final 10 seconds. And, you know, sometimes you look at it as a sign. You know, most people wouldn't look at Howard Stern as a sign for something significant in their lives. Okay, but I'm not most people. And I just got really excited. So 2016, it's not really a round number. Just another year. But at the end of the day, it's really not just another year. For some strange reason, I really feel like this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year that things are really going to happen. And we're really going to make a massive difference. Somehow. I mean, it's not somehow. The way it's going to happen is because every single day we're going to get up. We're going to commit to making a big difference and doing it. And don't get lazy. Wake up in the morning strong and then you get lazy. Don't get lazy. Just say you're going to do it. Set a deadline and make sure that someone's there to help make sure you follow it up. It's very easy to make sure we don't do something right. This is going to be the year where we're all going to do everything amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Jewish Pride Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, if this all works out, with another amazing show with a very, very special guest. But until then, it's time to have a nice day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jewish Pride. This is John Rose.